Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. It's me, Emma Gunn Wardner. I'm delighted to have you with me. This is another episode in the A Pod A Day in May series. I hope that you are enjoying it so far. And this episode is directly in response to a couple of listener emails talking about therapy, and in particular, how to find a therapist. Now, this comes from a couple of messages in particular, quite recently, actually, although it is a message that I get quite a lot because I've talked about my own therapy experiences both here and over on the YouTube channel. And I also did an episode quite a while ago, probably about 2 years ago, where I talked about what therapy feels like, what it felt like for me. And I'll put those links in the show notes. But the messages came through saying, I've listened to your show, I've listened to other people, I feel that actually I would benefit from therapy, but I don't know where to start. I don't know how to find a therapist. Can you maybe give some pointers? So that's what I'm going to try and do in this episode. My personal experience of finding a therapist was in the UK. So as well as links to useful resources, I can also share how I went about it. And then in order to hopefully help the international audience, I am going to ask you, if you are listening to this episode and you're not in the UK, if you're in the US, if you're in China, if you're in Australia, if you're anywhere in Europe, and you have any useful resource links, please do email them to thebeautypodcast@gmail.com so I can add them to the show notes. I will be putting some of the international links that I can find, but obviously somebody who's had personal experience of finding a therapist through any of those resources would obviously be so much better than my Google searching. I also want to preface this by saying that, and I have said this before on the podcast, I was really lucky. The therapist that I saw when I essentially had a breakdown was a great fit. And we went on to have what felt like a really profound experience in the 14 or so months that we worked together. And I felt that I made so much progress. And I do, yeah, let's not pull at that thread. That might not be everyone's experience. I have friends who didn't gel with their therapist and gave up on the process because finding a therapist in the first place had been so laborious and they didn't want to go through it all again, only to maybe not get on with the next one. And I've also known friends who stuck with it but didn't really like their therapist and didn't feel like they were making any progress. I do understand. I was very lucky and I'm very grateful for the fact I was so lucky. But my advice is, if you feel good about the experience, you have to feel good about the experience. And if that means shopping around, then you shop around. The time and energy will be so worth it. You wouldn't go house hunting and look at a place and think, this doesn't feel right, and then move in with it. You also wouldn't just give up and not live anywhere. It's a massive investment in you. It's work on you and it needs to feel right. And sometimes a little bit extra work in you pays off so much. And I also remember reading Kelly Osborne's book, There Is No Effing Secret, where she talked about her therapist and her experiences in therapy, which were, I mean, that book is so worth a read. It's so good. And she said, if you don't like someone, if you don't gel with someone, get out and find someone you can get on with. And it is a long process, or it could be a long process, but it's worth it in the end. You have every right to say, I'm not really enjoying this, and to have a sensible conversation about what you might not be getting from it, and then move forward. Because if you leave one therapist, you're just getting closer to the right one. It's a bit like relationships, isn't it? You get dumped and you think, oh my God, it's so awful. But actually, that's now freeing you up to be available for maybe the best relationship of your life. So here are the things that I definitely think are useful. The first thing is referrals. Before I saw the therapist who I worked with for over a year that I mentioned earlier, I had a few Skype sessions with a CAT therapist. CAT is cognitive analytic therapy, and she was really helpful. I found her through a friend. I was working on a magazine at the time, and I popped out for lunch with this lovely friend. And I just basically word vomited all over her about what was happening and how uncertain I was feeling and how this was going on and this was going on. And she said that we'd had similar experiences. It was about toxic friendships, actually, and that this particular therapist had really helped her. And at the time, I couldn't afford regular sessions. The cost of therapy was so prohibitive. We just wasn't earning any money. But the few I ended up having with her were very helpful. And knowing that she had helped someone I know and respect was a very helpful element in the process. So if you're looking for someone, ask trusted friends and family if they know anyone. That's a really, really good first step. If that's not available to you or you don't feel comfortable asking, there are a ton of resources. So please don't feel that you're not going to find what you need. You absolutely will. In the UK, the British Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy, the BACP, has a directory of trained, qualified and accredited counsellors and psychotherapists. Just go to their website, the link is in the show notes, and it's a brilliant and massive resource. Then there's also a similar resource, but slightly different in its format and interface, is welldoing.org. Now, that's a website dedicated to matching you to the right counsellor or therapist. Look at the interface. Go and give it a look. The link is in the show notes. It's a little bit like a dating website for counsellors with a few ways to find a therapist. You can do it via questionnaire, you can do a search, or you can do personalised matching. The counsellors and therapists have, in many cases, filled out the questionnaire. So you'll be able to get a better sense of them too before you even make that first call or make that first inquiry. And they have a brilliant resource centre that tells you what the different types of therapy are and what you can expect from a therapy session. I mentioned CAT earlier. CBT is really popular. It's also the one that's most commonly prescribed in the UK by GP because it's short term with substantial results, like clinically proven results. There's cognitive hypnotherapy. There's talking therapy. There's lots of different types. And actually, I wish, had I known things differently, I would probably go back and look at the different types of therapy and just understand what I was getting into, because not all therapy is the same. Not everyone's approach is the same. And that's kind of a nice thing to understand before you go into it, so that you feel you can ask the right questions of the counsellor that you might end up interviewing or working with. And then there's also your GP. Book an appointment with your doctor and ask their opinion. Some counselling is available through your GP. I mentioned cognitive behavioural therapy. I have had friends who've had CBT through their GP, but there may be a waiting list. The therapist I ended up seeing was one I could have had a referral to, but there was a 12-week wait. And at the time I finally went to the doctor, the situation was desperate enough for me to think, actually, I need to divert some money and pay for these sessions because I can't wait 12 weeks. So there are services that are available through a GP that might not cost anything, but there are obviously services that will cost. Also, it goes without saying, the Samaritans is a really great resource here in the UK. I need to check if there are international Samaritans. I believe there are. And also, I'm going to put a link in the show notes to, there's Talkspace, which is like a therapy app. So it's a new way of finding a therapist and also having not to go and see them face to face. I understand. I actually haven't used it. I've just been told about it. But I thought it was worth mentioning because a lot of this can feel very daunting. Some of the research, some of the websites you go to, unfortunately, they're a bit dry. They're not as fancy interfaces as Sephora or Space NK. And so it can be a little bit overwhelming. And actually, Talkspace kind of, from what I understand from people who've used it, it's a really nice interface. It kind of eases you in really nicely. So I'm going to put the link to that in the show notes as well. And hopefully that has been useful. And I just wanted to say, look, I know I've been there. It can be so confusing. And I remember feeling like I was a failure because I needed to speak to someone about how to live, about how to manage my life. Why was everyone else having such a great life and I needed to pay someone to tell me how to do it? And that was the thing, honestly, that stopped me making an appointment more than anything else. Was just, oh, it must mean I'm a failure, it must mean I'm wrong. But there are honestly, and I say this so honestly to you, two things in my life I wish I'd done earlier: started using retinol and having therapy. honestly. It's just, I wish I could turn back time and do those things much sooner. And just to say, there is no shame in it at all. You wouldn't feel embarrassed about seeing a personal trainer to help you run a marathon in a certain time, or to help you lose a bit of weight, or to help you build a bit of muscle, would you? Our mental strength is just as, if not more, important. So having someone guide you to help you make bigger leaps, to help you make more progress, to help you get better results that you wouldn't on your own, is really smart and clever, not embarrassing, don't you think? Also, I am highly aware that the audience, that's you, you brilliant people who are listening, aren't just UK-based, and I said this at the top of the show. So if you are listening outside of the UK and have any great links for international listeners that I can add to the show notes, please email them to me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or add them in the Facebook group for other listeners to find. I'd be so grateful. I am going to put what I think will be useful, but again, I do think somebody who has used those links and can verify that they are a good resource is really powerful. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope that this was useful. If you do want to get in touch with me, and I've said this before, and it's not a lie, it's the best thing about this show is when I hear from listeners. So please do email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. Slide into my DMs on social media, where I am at Emma Guns on Twitter and Instagram, or click the link in the show notes to join the Facebook group. We can have a wider discussion about this sort of thing. One of the most important things about mental health is talking about it, I think. And it's like I said about the gym, mental strength and physical strength. Our mental strength is really important, and working on it is of no shame. I've spent an inordinate amount of money on high performance sportswear to hopefully increase my physical strength and ability. So why wouldn't I, with no shame, so why would I not invest in really good therapy or counselling in order to do the same for my mental strength? There is no shame in it. It's a brilliant thing to do, and it's taking control of your life, which actually, if I look back, was one of the things that I felt that I was doing even just by making and going to those appointments was, well, at least I'm taking a step forward. And if you just want to email me and talk to me, as some listeners have in the past, about anything else, just email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Please do share and let me know if this has been useful. I will see you again on the next one.